Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
The fact that you can spread a defense out, go up tempo.
Yeah.
With 11 personnel, and let Josh Allen, your freakish unicorn athletic quarterback, run, how good and successful it can be for an offense.
Did you see my quote tweet?
Yes,
how
could
you be so controversial yet so brave?
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. The Bills winning this one over the Bucks, 24-18. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe to the channel.
We got
notes here, people.
And also, make sure to check us out on all of your different audio devices where you get your podcasts. Spotify.
Apple. Stitcher.
iHeart.
All
the things the host is supposed to do.
Yeah.
I was excited. I wanted to actually talk about the game.
I know. Dan was pushing you to like, comment, subscribe, but he's ready to go. Let's
I know.
Go.
All right.
Hey.
Dan, sound off.
We're about to get Danny positive vibes here.
It's a Ken Dorsey pod.
Wait, it's Dan's birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Dan.
You're about to get positive vibes Danny here.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, I thought it was really cool that Ken Dorsey decided to be like, you know, for Halloween coming up, be Brian Daboll.
Oh.
It was awesome.
The way you can pivot,
it was awesome.
Pivot so hard.
I tweeted it out. It was sarcastic. But the fact that you can spread a defense out, go up tempo with 11 personnel, and let Josh Allen, your freakish unicorn athletic quarterback, run, how good and successful it can be for an offense.
Did you see my quote tweet?
Yes,
how
could
you be so controversial yet so brave?
Yeah, they did do a lot of those things. It was also, to use a Josh Allen favorite word, execution.
Yes.
He did it. When the guy was open, the ball came out of his hands.
Pace.
And they continued to do that. And he used the Tom Brady method of offense. Who's your favorite receiver? Who's ever open?
Yeah.
And that's what he did in this one.
Sharing the ball.
There were a lot of all-pro offensive coordinators at home that felt very vindicated today. Because these were things that we screamed for. Go up tempo. Let Josh run again. He did all those things, and this offense looked like the offense of old. This looked like what we've been wanting to see, especially this season. This looked even, in my opinion, better than Miami. It looked better me. To me, this is who the Bills are. This is what they should do on a consistent basis.
You didn't like what they did against Miami?
It was easy, but like this was not even methodical. It was
efficient.
It was efficient. It was, I'm watching it and I can see the Bucs defenders gasping for air.
Yeah.
Like it was,
yeah, that was
huge. It was body blows that was going to cause damage over time.
Yeah, you
and
were
you
wearing
could just,
it
and
down.
I was talking about Mitch Morse. When you go up tempo and Diggs talked about it this week, you can dictate what the defense does. They can't blitz, they can't do their exotic things.
Dan is in up tempo mode.
I was gonna say, how much sugar did you have today?
I loved it.
I will say, for this offense, it also looked like they were having fun again. And we joke so much about, are the Bills not having, are they not enjoying themselves, all this stuff. But when you're winning and you're scoring touchdowns, that is fun. Josh Allen talked about this week leading into it. Execution leads to energy.
Yep.
And you saw that. And Sean McDermott talked about this postgame. There were some easy plays also.
Oh, yeah.
Which he said, you know, some in weeks past, sometimes every play was an adventure.
Because they listened to the pod.
Yes.
They followed the Buffalo
But we didn't say that. Like, and look, I got to say this team was struggling for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I believed, and you guys too, that a lot of it was in the play calling and the execution of the game plan. Dan and I and Jenna were talking about, you know, I think it was, did you say it was Dan Orlovsky that was talking about your play callers, and then your game callers.
Yeah, I thought, how to call a game.
I thought Ken Dorsey was a game caller in this one. I thought he did an excellent job.
One bad call.
Yeah, the shotgun at the goal line.
Yeah.
Again.
Didn't love that.
Send that play to the moon.
Yeah.
But, as you said,
Pole Buddy's nerfed.
Yes, exactly.
No, but at the same time with that, I don't see. Now, look, that's going to come up. And when you need that touchdown on that play, they got around it. I don't understand. You got Latavius Murray. You have him standing still in the backfield as opposed to moving towards the line if you put Josh under center. I don't get what they think they're getting there.
Nope.
It's hard to stop Murray. I think in those plays, the Bills stop Murray on those plays.
I agree.
Get rid of the play. Get Josh under center.
That was a blemish you could talk of today in terms of the play calling. But still, I thought it was nice to see Josh Allen also be Josh Allen. A scary moment, though, during the game. Josh goes to the medical tent. Obviously, everyone's holding their breath. We saw what you tweeted, but we're like, holy crap, Josh Allen's.
You can say it. We're okay.
Holy shit, Josh
You're
Allen's at the medical
tent. Well, it's so funny. The tent pops up, and all of a sudden you see Josh as the blue tent comes over, and it's like, why is he going in there? Like, what?
Because he just ran in the end zone for a touchdown.
Right.
Yeah.
And I tweeted out as well, him coming off that field after that touchdown, nodding his head just like calmly, like it's that Mark Jackson, mama, there goes that man. Like,
but then you said every time he shook hands or did something else.
Afterwards. So he went to the blue medical tent. All of a sudden, it was like, and he was in there for a while.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of sitting there.
Kyle Allen warming up on the sidelines.
Yeah, and Josh comes out. And Josh did a lot of this today. He was doing a lot of this. And then when he threw the touchdown pass to Kincaid, look, Josh is, you know, the only time he's missed was the rookie year. It was the UCL.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is as tough as they come as a quarterback. And I know he said that this is a pain tolerance thing. Man, is he playing through some pain.
Yeah.
Now, because when he threw the touchdown pass to Kincaid and he's high-fiving everybody off the field, he has the ball for Kincaid so that he doesn't lose the ball. But it's left-handed high fives to everybody. And he is favoring it. It'll be nice to get some time off.
Yeah.
He did say he was slightly concerned going into the medical tent.
Yeah, and I don't blame him. Of course he was.
Yeah.
He talked that, you know, it is a scary situation, but that pain management, Sean McDermott saying Allen is a warrior, but that is something that...
Don't love.
You don't love going forward.
Now, what he did tonight, too, when he ran, and he ran very effectively, was he slid.
How about that?
So
tell them what Sean McDermott
said. So I asked Sean McDermott about, you said you referenced Josh sliding. I said, do you have to keep telling him that? And he said, he knows. And basically, like, I'm done telling him.
Yep.
And I thought, well, that's going to be it with Sean. He sort of paused and owned it, right?
Yep.
And then he kept going. He's like, because he knows he's got to do that.
So if he runs, there's nothing else I can say besides
getting out a baseball bat and hitting him in the helmet with it.
Truly, I felt like you were, you know, when you would go to a friend's house growing up and their dad would say something and then laugh. You're like, wait, are you kidding?
Joking?
Like, I'm not
so
really
he,
sure.
So he says, other than me hitting him in the head with a baseball bat, and then I just said, well, wouldn't that defeat the purpose of him sliding? And he laughed. Everybody, so I got a good one. I got a joke in there.
We had a
joke in the media.
He'll get a credit.
Yes.
He'll get a credit.
Yeah, he'll get a credit.
He'll get a credit. Okay, let's talk about Kincaid, though. Dalton Kincaid, obviously Dawson Knox, so he was moved to the IR. Dalton Kincaid was the only tight end out there. He had a nice week against the Patriots last week, but tonight, first career touchdown, 5 catches, 65 yards, building off of a nice week and getting in the end zone as well. What did you see from him? Because we talked about RIP 11 personnel, but
I think he just is a smooth player. He's not dynamic.
Nope.
He is not. You don't
that
watch
touch,
him.
That catch though, the tip, the
oh,
toe
that
tapper.
Play was great. Yeah. That was a great catch, feet inbound. I'm talking about you don't see it in his speed. Look, he's been compared to Kelce because Kelce is the ultimate that you would want in that kind of tight end. He does play the game like him. He finds his spots. He moves with an ease. He doesn't look rattled when he's running routes.
No.
He doesn't look like the defense is, like, he knows where he's going. He's going to get there. He's not burning by people with speed. I think he's a really talented guy, and now they're finding ways to get him the ball. And I think Josh has always had a trust in him, but now he's become not just a guy I can throw it to. He's becoming a weapon for
him. Well, before you talk, I just want to jump in. McDermott talked about his demeanor and how he doesn't seem like a rookie and all these things. And the fact that he is so calm. And both with that, it's not that he gets, you know, he's not just going through the drills of practice. He actually is just a more level-headed type of guy. And I think you're kind of seeing that on the field of him having that composure in some moments because, yeah, he's a rookie, but he's played very well, Dan.
What have we always asked for out of option number two?
5 catches, 70 yards.
Today he was 5 catches for 58 yards, something like that. Still good enough to hit my bet for the Uncle Dan bet. Khalil Shakir also
cashed
it in the first drive. Unbelievable. No, he does. It looks like he's carving, like they're figuring out how to use him.
Yeah.
Again, and that was McDermott a few weeks ago saying, hey, like, we're getting to week 6 and 7 of the season. We got to know what these guys do. Something seemed to flip in New England. I was a little bit worried that it was going to be just a blip on the radar. And the fact that we more guys get involved was just a really positive sign. And it wasn't just one guy.
No.
Like,
very interesting how they got the ball to Gabe Davis quickly. That's not the normal with Gabe.
Yeah.
Normally it's downfield. They got the ball to Gabe Davis, got him going. You know, I'll make it's a basketball analogy. I don't care what kind of score you have. If you're spreading the ball around and everybody's getting a piece of it,
contagious.
You are harder to guard. Everybody feels tied into the game in that case. So I thought that was good. But Jenna, the other guy who got so involved is a guy who has not gotten those opportunities.
Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, and he was great.
It was nice to see that. So he led the league Bill Swish.
This is the first game of the weekend.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's true.
You're ahead.
But he led the team in terms of receiving yards. He just looked smooth out there. And we were saying, Khalil Shakir. It was the Khalil Shakir game. It's just nice to see another option. The Bills had other players that stepped up. Obviously, we know what Diggs is. But to see a guy like Khalil Shakir, and even McDermott talked about it.
Loved
he's not the fastest. He's not the biggest. He's not the strongest. But he was able to run his routes. He was open. Josh gave him the ball, and it just opened up so much.
It was just great because, like, you know that McDermott loves a guy like this.
Oh, yeah.
Only thing is he wishes Khalil wrestled. Like, that's the only thing that it was because he's like, he's not the biggest, not the fastest, he's not the strongest. And you're like, so what is he? And you're like, he's just a football player. Like, that's what it was. Not just a guy.
Yeah.
And that's what, again, we were driving up here to this game very concerned about what we would see. And give Dorsey the credit.
Yeah.
For
I thought
I was going to say the previous OC, a friend of the program. But the fact of making the concerted effort. And we asked Gabe Davis in the locker room, whose decision was it to go up tempo? And he said it was a collective agreement, that they all talked about it and that's something they wanted to do. That's something that Dable used to do. It used to be pretty much an open door policy. They would come up with a play, they would install it, they'd try it. Like, it was fun today.
Yeah.
The offense was fun. Yeah. I even loved the shuffle pass to Dalton Kincaid before the really bad shotgun draw play. Like, there was... How about Gabe Davis on a crossing route? I didn't know they were allowed to do
that. We talked about that on the car.
The Bills are allowed.
We checked with the league.
Yeah, they are allowed.
I'm sitting there. You just kind of, from being down on the field, you just saw Bucks players being like, what's going on? Like, they were confused. The Bills were in the rhythm. They were the ones dictating it. And that was something that Josh said this week. We have to find out what our strengths are and let defenses handle us. Not going, well, the defense does this well, so we're going to try and do this the opposite way. No, be the damn Buffalo Bills and the offense that we have seen for the last 3 years and come out swinging. And they did.
And
it's
you
all
see,
Dorsey.
But you
Danny positive vibes, baby.
But you see how well it works too. And you're like, why don't you just stick with this? Why do you do that?
Jenna, I tweeted out 12 personnel
RIP.
RIP.
Yeah.
Is it done?
It's done.
Well, first of all, Knox is going to be out at least a month.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're probably going to find a way to get another. I mean, you would want another tight end on the roster.
Yeah.
At some point, they're
going
to have to do that, at least for these few weeks. But can you run some 12 personnel? Yes. But that can't be their main offense.
But
not when you see this.
This goes back to like when it was let Josh cook and let Josh be Josh and all of these things. And there were signs in the stands saying let Josh be Josh. Like, this wasn't
that was
just
my key to the game.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, go be Josh Allen.
Way to go, Orlovsky.
But it wasn't even just the 11 personnel.
Should I get my sport coat and hoodie
out?
Because it was like 10 and a half personnel.
I'm just putting on my shoes, sorry.
I didn't know the shoes came off.
Yeah, sorry.
But it was like 10 and a half personnel because even Gabe Davis is like, Kincaid's not really a tight end.
Yeah.
He's like, he's a wide receiver. So like,
even McDermott was like, he's a receiver.
You called him right. He wasn't even trying to make the joke.
Josh in four wide sets, like
That's Josh.
Yeah.
And again, you bring in Josh, you pay Josh, you draft Josh, you do all these things that make Josh special. Don't try and make him somebody that he's not. Don't try and make him, and even just the energy, even he runs for the second play of the game. It's a designed quarterback draw.
Right.
We loved
Holy cow.
Jenna and I are up in the press box, and the Bills drive down, and they kick a field goal. Oh, she was. She was all over the buffet. She was just killing it.
If you're not first, you're last.
And they kick the field goal, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're so excited about a field goal on the drive.
17 points but in the first half? It was a really, economy?
It was a nice drive. They went down the field. Then it stalled on them. But then from that point on, I thought they were – other than – look – that throw for Josh, when he's got Winfield in his face, that was just
that
dumb.
Was bad.
And that defender was right in your face.
That was bad.
For the interception.
Right out of the blue tent.
That was not complimentary.
And then that
football.
Ends up happening.
Yeah.
But beyond that, his decision making, you've talked about this before. Completion percentage, what do they say, is a decision making stat. I mean, he just, I even love the play, the quick little swing pass to Murray.
Yep.
Like, and he gets him going.
Also, going no huddle allows the defense to pretty much have to show their hand first.
Yeah.
And that was the reason we want to get told personnel so that we dictate. No, if you go up tempo, they pretty much have to stay in base. And they talked about Mitch Moore said they can't substitute and they can't do exotic blitzes. And he's like, that's a really good defensive team. They have fast linebackers, all those things. They took away the strengths of that defense, and it was just so great. And also, let Josh have a little bit of that backyard football. You saw him check at the line. You saw him make calls because you could see what the defense was going to do.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense. And then you do it and it's like, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's not just saying it. It really does.
Yeah. One quick thing, Jenna, before you go to the next point. We asked Mitch Morris. I asked him, what's it like for you in the up-tempo? I think, was he kidding when he said we had a few extra IVs on the offensive line? Because we knew they were going to be moving.
It's like, and you just suck it up.
It is different for them. He's like, we used to do this.
We used to do
a goal.
Protection was good though.
We used to do it. We were like
all the time.
You're like that other guy used to do it all the time. It would be really good.
Yes. So he has somehow created after a Ken Dorsey excellent game.
Well, I said, about the last time. Brian Daboll crossed out. Ken Dorsey's calling a hell of a game.
I did see that. The let's talk about the J.R. Smith Taylor Swift controversy.
Yes.
You don't even probably know what this is.
I saw tweets.
He called an audible. When I read the tweets that said
Taylor Swift.
I'm listening to it, and I think I'm hearing Taylor Swift. And then they said, no, it's J.R. Smith. No one asked him about it, did they?
No, he confirmed that it was J.R.
Yeah.
Oh, when?
During his press conference. I thought I saw somebody say the tweet that was confirmed it's J.R.
I guess I did not.
So J.R. Smith, who the former NBA player, also high-end golfer.
Golfer.
Played college golf. How they ended up with a J.R. Smith?
They had a LeBron James call.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, LeBron. J.R. was the one who didn't know how much time was left on the clock. And that. So maybe that's what it was. But I thought it was Taylor Swift.
I prefer that it wasn't.
Yeah, that's the Chiefs.
Yeah, let them do that. Okay.
I got two more points left. I don't know if they're on your paper.
He's still going. Go ahead.
No.
We'll go for it.
We still got some stuff.
Defense was outstanding.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Before we go to the defense, I want to talk about James Cook.
Okay.
Did you see what they were talking about?
Yes.
Okay, explain.
No, he was just pissed that he had to come out twice.
Yeah.
And I don't think James Cook likes shotgun handoffs either because he's really pissed. Today was a prime example, and I tweeted out the fact of the running game today was just a 20-second break for the wide receivers and Josh Allen.
Yeah, but they ran it effectively.
They
ran 5 yards a carry.
They ran it okay. They ran it okay.
When they ran the ball, it was good. And they
It was okay.
It wasn't a
dominant part of the game, but at least when they were handing the ball off, they were getting
except shotgun on from the one.
So stupid.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, it was fine. Thank you.
It was fine. Okay, we'll go to the defense then.
Should we do the bigger talking point? That Kyrie Elam's probably played his last snap for the Buffalo Bills.
Look, I mean, they don't even hide it anymore. Sean was like, we're going to play the guys to help us win.
That was
bad.
It's Josh Norman.
Dude, that was Sean has been asked a lot about Kyrie Elam this season. Why has he not been there? And he said he's learning and he's doing all the right things. And players have complimented him, saying he's the first and last in. Apparently, everybody is the first and last in. There's
well,
a lot of last people.
Let me put you this way. He was not the
I'm
first
the last
out.
In.
Today he was in. He was in there.
And
he
Sean playing. Pretty much said, we're going with the guys to give us the best chance to win. And that's a 35-year-old that was on the street a month ago.
That hasn't been relative in 5 years.
Nope. That is
relevant.
It's 1 a.m.
It hasn't been relative.
That to me is, again, and for people saying, oh, like you
not
should
high.
Trade him. You don't think that there's, you don't think they've tried?
I think there's a chance he's part of a deal and they just move him along.
I think he has to be a piece in a big deal.
It is, but I'm saying somebody's got to take that because he's going to get paid his salary, and his salary as a first-round pick is a little bit higher. So sometimes it's for another, sort of bad salary, but maybe at a different position, maybe a tight end, maybe somebody on the D-line, something like that. Look, good teams, if you make a mistake, you can't sit there and live with it.
Yep.
Certainly, you cannot play the guy.
You can't
play him. They tried playing him once. It was a disaster in the Jacksonville game. Yep. So whatever the reason is, doesn't mean this guy won't go to another team and be an effective player. It ain't happening here. They don't have any faith in him. He's not going to get on.
They
got
to move on. They got to figure it out because it is an indictment, though, on that draft pick, especially considering the Bills moved up to go get him.
Yeah.
Not good.
The defense in general. I was telling this to friends earlier this week. Let me preface this. I don't know what DVOA means. Okay, I don't understand really what it is. I know the Bills for the first 5 weeks defensively were very good. The last 3 weeks they've been very bad. Shocker, losing all pro players on your defensive side, your defense gets worse.
Yeah.
I did have this, I don't know if it's a hot take, but I said I still believe that this Bills defense can be a top 10 defense statistically at the end of the season.
Yeah.
I still have enough faith that there still is Jordan Poyer. There still is Micah Hyde. There still is Ed Oliver. They're still dudes.
Yeah.
And honestly, Terrell Bernard is a dude.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
he they is. Still, and I believe in Sean McDermott's scheme is good enough that you can put guys in, and once they get into the system and the scheme, it'll be good enough.
Yeah.
Okay?
And I thought this was encouraging. Jordan Poyer also looked
flying all over
way
the place.
Better.
He looked so much better.
He was fired up coming off the field.
Benford looked good again.
Yeah.
And look, until the end, Mike Evans was a non-factor in this game.
Very true.
And then the ball off of the helmet for the touchdown.
Weird.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. The first touchdown drive, it's a short field, change of possession, touchdown, it's 10-10 game. I don't put any of, like, how much are you going to blame that on the defense?
Yeah.
The last one is a 97 play drive, not yard drive. It was 97 plays, four BS flags on the play.
Well, the Jordan Phillips grabbed the
face mask.
But I asked Taron Johnson about the defensive illegal contact.
He said the wide receiver
comes into him short of the 5 yards, and then they sort of ride together for like 4 yards. He's like, what am I supposed to do there? And he, you know, I'm not trying to get the guy fined. So he just went like, what did he say, Danny? He was like, I don't know.
He goes, I feel like I did that play a lot today and didn't get the flag.
Yeah.
And then on a fourth down, all of a sudden the flag comes
up. That was huge.
Down.
And then they get the deflected pass, the ball up in the air. So there were a lot of things. But can we be done with passes to the end zone to win or lose the game, even though it was a Hail Mary?
We were coming down the stairs to go to the tunnel, and we're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's
Jeremy
stressful.
Fowler of ESPN's next to me as Vaughn jumps off sides, trying to get a jump. It gives him 5 more yards. Baker's got a strong enough arm that you know he's going to probably get it to the end zone. That play happens. The ball leaves the hand. And I can hear Jeremy Fowler over here going, oh, that's got a chance.
Yeah.
Like, it was like a tee shot in golf going like, that could be like pin hunting.
Yeah.
Like on a par three. Like, this has got a chance. Apparently nobody saw it.
Yeah.
In the end zone. The
drop. But it landed on the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. Taron said that they were pretty much just boxing guys out.
Yeah.
But it was a valid chance. My point is that I really think this defense stepped up. I know it's the Bucs. I know it's Baker Mayfield. I get all of that. But for how poorly they played against the Patriots, and I think there was like, holy cow, Mac Jones has that drive. And, and all those bad things. This was a bounce back performance. I know it's the Bucs. I get it. But still, to have this performance, you have a weird drive that takes up, 12 minutes?
Yeah.
The fourth quarter. And the short field goal, I just thought they looked like a Bills defense that I've become accustomed to. And this Bills defense, over the last few years, isn't strangers to playing without stars.
This is a lot at the same time.
I understand, but they still have dudes. I think that's what I'm trying to get at.
I think the best thing about today was, though, the fact that you saw the level of play that which they could play at with some of those guys in the lineup.
Yeah.
And the fact that you saw Von Miller kind of take a step forward today.
Yeah, I was watching him a lot, and there was it's definitely not Von Miller yet, but it was he got a decent amount of snaps. We'll have to see the total number. And he was semi-impactful. He is still a step short and all those things, but much different than what we had seen him in the two games and six snaps that he had in the other game. That's encouraging.
Well, you saw his presence.
In the locker room, he was encouraged by what he did. I think that will be,
He's got the hat. I didn't see it. What was it?
He was a full-on cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
He says howdy. He's from Texas.
So did
Ed Oliver.
Wait, I love Ed Oliver today. We weren't sure if he was going to play.
Oh, yeah, I thought he was good.
I thought he was good today. I thought his contract, you're like, the Bills bet on him.
He walks by
Vaughn, and he's like, howdy partner. He can get away with
that. That's
good. Vaughn's got boots. He's also a Texas guy. Snakeskin boots. He then puts on these boot straps that are to prevent, like, snake bites.
Yeah.
Because of all the snakes in Orchard Park. It was awesome.
Let me tell you something. That outfit costs more than your car.
Okay. Oh, my house.
Yeah.
My house. He's like a cowboy. He's got his shirt tucked into his jeans, and then he puts on two massive diamond necklaces, and you're like,
when you add in the diamond necklaces.
I don't think a whole lot of ranchers have that, but Vaughn's one of a kind, as always.
He's
but.
Not going to get bitten by a snake tonight.
Nope.
If he's that's, wearing those boots.
That's encouraging.
Howdy, partner.
Janet, you want to talk about your favorite thing? It was one of my favorite things from the game, too. Halftime?
What about halftime?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. We wrote down Frisbee dogs.
Not high.
Love Frisbee dogs.
I love it. The whole crowd was going crazy. People were standing up cheering for
Jenna,
the dogs.
When
great.
I was a kid going to games in Philly. That was like the cheap, because they were a cheap organization. Philly. It was the cheap halftime show. The guy would throw Frisbees and
the dog would go get it.
And people would cheer. It's awesome. You were in there probably cutting video at halftime. It's fantastic.
Better than Red Panda?
I don't know.
Different.
What that is.
Different.
You
I like
know
the
Red
dogs.
Pandas?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the ones that do the.
No, the unicycle. And she throws the balls at her head.
Yeah, better than that. The dog was awesome. That dog could track it all the way down the field. It's fantastic. People are cheering. It was awesome.
It was cool.
They should bring that back.
They should. Yeah. I think they will.
Yeah.
I feel like they've seen that before.
Anything else? The last thing's a trade deadline.
Well, and no, we have two more.
Oh.
Hardy.
By the way, in case anybody wants to know, these are my notes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to read them.
Hardy
returned. Oh, Hardy had good returns, and they got a couple of penalties
that
killed him.
Yeah.
And then Sam Martin.
Oh, Sam Martin was awesome.
He was.
Punters are football players, too.
Yeah. He was a weapon in the game.
And then trade deadline on
only,
Tuesday.
Like, what would they be doing? I mean, I think they'll look for help on defense.
Defensive line.
Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody thinks about an offensive guy. I don't think they're going to do that. They may even make a small deal for a tight end.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe not, since Knox is out for the 4 weeks. You can find somebody maybe off a practice squad. But
hopefully Quentin Morris is coming back.
Yeah, but I think they do need – they need probably some defensive tackle help and always looking for a corner if that's possible, especially with, you know.
Do you think they go big at all?
No.
No, I don't think so now. I don't think so now. I think they found that – what they think they found in the offense, I think they're going to pivot on what they do. And since Dorsey's now gone for coordinator of the year.
I guess I just wanted to make this full circle. It was like for how bad it was in like Happy Gilmore when they're like, find your happy place. And they just went and they go up tempo and they go Josh running and doing all these things. It was chef's kiss.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was fun. My story at the 5 o'clock newscast was how this wasn't fun. How none of this was fun. We're sitting here now, 7 hours later, because now it's 1 a.m, the fact that this was fun. And Mitch Morris talked about whether it's the chicken or the egg. And he said that, you know, they talked about execution being breeding energy. And he goes, so do you got to execute first or can you bring the energy first? Gabe said you have to execute first. We asked Gabe about it. And he's like, if you can execute, like, why would you be excited in the sidelines? Sometimes you got to fake it.
Well, that part, I do think that, I think that part is you have to come with the energy to start the game. It's the beginning of the game. But it can quickly turn if things go bad. And then you need those guys to pick you up. You've seen it be Diggs on the sideline. You guys have seen that.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to pump
or
up
Josh.
Guys.
Yeah.
Diggs giving a pregame speech.
Yeah.
Yes.
McDermott talked
we probably
about
should have
it,
talked about that earlier. But yeah, it was Sean said they played with an attitude today. Because a lot of people were wondering, like, what was so different about this week? It just seemed like a different team. And Sean said Stephon Diggs had some words for the team. He wanted to step up, say some words to the team today. We asked Sean to repeat those words.
Didn't repeat them.
Didn't repeat them.
He would not go into it.
Yeah.
Psych.
Yeah. I'm so shocked.
Sean's never heard those words.
Josh Allen did talk about the team now 5-3, where they're at right now. They have a mini bye before facing off against the Bengals on Sunday Night Football.
And he can rest that shoulder a little bit.
Can rest the shoulder. But he did say everything they want is still in front of them.
For how, again, I like that Josh has explained it as pain management, because he threw a ball in the fourth quarter that, like, sizzled to Gabe Davis. Like, it was, like, one of those throws where I was like, shoulder doesn't hurt that bad because he just let one go. Now, what he got shot up with at halftime or in the blue medical tent's another thing, but he looked, again, I didn't notice anything arm-wise, maybe besides not wanting to run a couple times towards the end where I thought there was an opportunity, but for the most part, I thought Josh, again, threw the ball really well, over 300 yards.
But, Jenna, when he says he was worried,
Don't
that makes you feel that, a little like, okay.
That is concerning.
But he'll be all right. And, Dan, once again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Man, you guys are getting old.
On that note. Okay, please be sure to like,
Danny
comment,
positive
and
vibes.
Subscribe to the podcast for Mike.
Dable was in, like, Dorsey's ear.
Can you imagine, like, phone a friend?
Dable, I love Dable, but you better worry about that Giants offense than worry about this offense.
That's a different.
They stink.
They do.
What about the 49ers? I'll just lob one up to you. Also, good energy. Spencer Brown was crowning everybody.
Really?
After good plays. He was crowning people.
I like
think
that.
That's what it was.
They had energy.
We'll ask him about it.
Just about everybody's gone.
Shocking.
Just Buffalo Plus owns this joint. How about that?
Yeah.
They're all gone.
For Mike and
Dan. Like, comment, subscribe.
Check out the Buffalo Plus store.
You keep talking. She's just going to keep
going. I'm not done yet.
It's all the Jenna show.
don't stop it. If you order more than $25, you have free shipping. So check it out. Yeah, Mike pays for it.
That's it.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.